I speak to you in the name of him who is the light of the world. Amen.
Amen.
If the world is dull and dark, it needs salt and light. That is what Jesus once said. And thanks to Matthew, that is what Jesus still says. Two metaphors that follow right upon the Beatitudes. Two metaphors for how we ought to live our lives. Those whose obedience to God exceeds that of the Pharisees will be salt and light to a dull and dark world. So says Jesus. You may have heard these sayings sometimes about salt and light. They sound like aphorisms, guideposts to adorn religious greeting cards, or memorable sayings to recite in church school. But often we hear only half the metaphor, and half of a metaphor is a little like going halfway to a new town and suddenly realizing you don't know how far halfway is. If we're going to live these metaphors, let us live them fully. Some people put a period after "you are the salt of the earth." They thereby turn into a compliment what Jesus intended as a dire warning. Jesus did not call us salt to exalt us. In the ancient world, before refrigeration, salt purified and gave flavor. Salt made a dull world tasty and exciting and safe. It preserved and seasoned. But when salt became adulterated and good for nothing, it was thrown out. When that happens to us salty ones, the dull and dark world won't even bother to bother us. It will do something more demeaning. It will dump us out and go on about its business. When all tension eases between the church and the world, one of two things has happened. Either the world has been converted, or the church has lost its spice. These days, the latter seems more likely than the former. Some years ago, public television aired a splendid series of programs entitled Ethics in America. Anybody remember that? Maybe 25 years ago, quite a long time ago. In the first program of the series, a distinguished and brilliant panel of judges and doctors and columnists, rabbis, priests, and assorted others debated several moral issues under the overall heading "Do Unto Others." They debated cheating, extramarital affairs, interfering to prevent harm to another person. All the discussion was lively and provocative, and the insights were exceptional. But the entire debate happened without reference to God. Clearly, the producers chose to exclude overt religious arguments on this ethical issue. But a 10-part series on ethics and morality with no mention of God? We're no longer persecuted or bothered people. We're just ignored. Maybe the salt has lost its taste. In the winter of 1978, the heaviest snowstorm in the history of Boston up to that point paralyzed the city for a week. Boston Edison kept up electric service remarkably well. But at the height of the storm, some parts of the city lost their power. A number of things happened during the blackout. A man got lost trying to find his way through an unfamiliar section of the city. With no street lights, no prudential tower to look at, the man walked around for a long time in the shroud of cold and blowing snow until accidentally he came to a place he knew. An elderly woman went through the night of terror in a darkened house. Alone at home, she hallucinated sounds and shapes of wind and storm into a frightful attack on her. Just a block away, a man died while the power was out. His family watched and attended to him by the light of two candles. Then they waited out the night in darkness after he was gone. There was vandalism that night, without the protection of streetlights. One thing is clear about that stormy night in Boston. There was enough power in the generating system to meet all the city's need for light. The problem was in one transformer in the main plant and the transmission lines from a substation. "You are the light of the world," said Jesus. "I am the light of the world," said Jesus. "There's enough light for all the dark world, but the transformer and transmission lines need to work." We are enlightened in our baptism. We are enlightened, given light in our baptism. It's one of the most ancient metaphors for baptism there is. Our eyes are opened and we see. We are enlightened. Our way is lightened as we journey in fellowship with each other. It is not a matter of whether or not we will shine, but how. The final words today come from a man named Clarence Jordan. Clarence was a farmer and a New Testament scholar, PhD, New Testament scholar, who established an interracial farm community in Americus, Georgia, the southwest corner of Georgia, to give a taste of salt and a glimpse of light to one small corner of the world. They were attacked, called all kinds of names, bombs were thrown at their houses. They suffered a great deal because Clarence wanted to show to the world what light and salt look like. And this is what he said. "Since we can't escape shining, since we cannot be hid, our testimony should be a credit to the Father. We must not live as cowardly, cringing weaklings. Whether persecution or praise be our lot is immaterial. The main thing is that people may clearly see in us the image of the Father who begot us, and that we may be the kind of sons and daughters in whom the Father is well pleased. For the world has no way of seeing God except through the image of Christ, which is formed in the hearts of those who love and obey Him." If you wish to be part of this great witness, you must come into the fellowship and join the forces of light in their warfare against darkness. A lone Christian is not a city set upon a hill, nor will a single candle light the world. You need your brothers and sisters, and they need you. If you are already in the fellowship, you should work unceasingly to keep it true to the whole gospel of Jesus Christ. You should see that your personal life and conduct cause no dimming of the light. With unflinching courage, you should seek to eliminate all barriers to genuine fellowship until people know that you are Christ's disciples because you love one another. And above all, you should urge and encourage all persons everywhere to forsake their evil and selfish ways and to come into the kingdom, that they too might be a part of the light of the world, citizens of the holy city. Amen.
Amen. Amen.